We're up to Siman Chaf Hei, and we're up at the very top of the page, of page 17, our editions. Did everybody get the new Mishnah Berurahs? Yeah, have you got the new Mishnah Berurahs? There should be... Yeah, have you got the new... Got the new ones? Yeah. Okay, so we discussed yesterday, Be'ezer Hashem Yisboach Shemoi, when is the right time to actually take off the tefillin? We spoke yesterday about a regular day, and remember the Mishnah Berurah went into, he explained a person should make sure to wait until the very end of davening, and he also pointed out not to take it off whilst Kaddish Yosem is being recited. And Shulchan Aruch continues now on the top of the page, and he says the following, Uve Yoyim on the day, Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah, on a day that there is lining, then, Noyagin, the custom is, Shloi Lechaltsom, don't take them off. At Shiachzeru Sefer Torah. The minig is, says the Shulchan Aruch, that if a Sefer Torah is being used and there's lining, don't return. Don't put the tefillin off until the Sefer Torah is being returned. V'anicheu beheichol, only after Sefer Torah is back in the Oroin, only then you're going to take the tefillin off. Sir Mo explains this a little bit, and he says, behind you, and this is, this is talking about places that you return the Sefer Torah, like some place of a minik, that you put the Sefer Torah back after Ashrei Uvoletzin. That was Sfadish minik. When you put on a Monday, Thursday, when you put the Sefer Torah back? Right, the Nusach Sfad as well. Right, afterward. He's talking about that. Then you have to ensure, says the Ramon in the name of Shulchan Aruch, if that you first ensure that first Asher Valitzian, Sefer Torah is being returned, and only then you're going to take off the tefillin. Continues the Ramon, Avalefi minik medino is elu. According to our minik, the Ashkenazish minik, Shemachnisin ha-Torah miyad lachakir, that the Sefer Torah is being returned straight away after lining, it's being put back in the Oroin, then ein lechaltsom, they don't take them off straight after lining, straight after putting back into the Oroin. That's not the right time to take off the tefillin. Rather, ein lechaltsom, you will only take them off rak k'moi b'shah yomim. You only take it off like on any regular day that we discussed yesterday, that the halacha is make sure to wait until after the Kaddish Yosem. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nun Zayin, Archiachzeru explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Zayin, Remez Ladovo, there's a remez for that. That you should only take off the tefillin once the Sefer Torah is returned, because it says in the Pasuk, Vayavoir Malcolm Lifnehem, Vayavoir, and it passed Malcolm their king, Lifnehem before them, and it explains, Vahainu Sefer Torah, it's referring to the Sefer Torah, Vahashem Beroisham, and Hashem Beroisham is referring, is a remez to the tefillin. In other words, make sure first the Sefer Torah is passed, and it's back in the Oroin, and only once the Sefer Torah is back in the Oroin, only then you can take the tefillin off. Right, so whether the minig is that you return the Sefer Torah after Asher Valitzian, or then also you have to ensure that the tefillin are taken off only after Sefer Torah is back. According to our minig, the Mishnah Berurah says, of course, don't do it straight away when the Aron is back, rather wait until later on. Sefkot nun ches, v'nichil beheichol, it's returned in the Aron. V'achol tzom koidam. What happens if somebody, under some circumstance, needs to take off the tefillin whilst the Sefer Torah is still around? Need to take off the tefillin once. Imagine somebody has got a very, very urgent reason. He needs to leave shul early. He needs to take off. Turn your back. Very good. Turn your back, yeah?
Go outside the base Knesset so that one isn't in front of the Aron Kodesh.
Very good. Go outside the base Knesset altogether. The way the Mishnah Berurah puts it, somebody who does need to take off the tefillin beforehand, I'll call upon him, at the very least, Yizoer, he should be careful, Shaloi Yachaloitza Shel Rosh, do not take off the tefillin Shel Rosh, Bifnei, before Hasefer Torah. Do not take off the tefillin Shel Rosh, in front of Hasefer Torah. Why? In order, he shouldn't be bareheaded. He shouldn't take his. Don't take off the tefillin shel rosh before the sefer, in front of the sefer Torah. Elo only is talek let's study. Move to the side. move to the side. So it's all about kedusha shelo yigale roishoy befonel. You are, in a way, you are taking off the crown, as we spoke earlier. The tefillin shel rosh is like a crown. You don't take off the crown, tefillin shel rosh. It's a gilui rosh. He said, you're bareheaded, as it were. Don't do that in front of the Sefer Torah. But the Mishnah Berurah does continue, over shel yad. However, with regards to the tefillin shel yad, there lack a gilui, that there is no gilui, it's not uncovered, you're not uncovering yourself. Oy, or, bet tefillin shel rosh, with regards to tefillin shel rosh, tachas the talis gadol, under the talis, shori, that's permitted. So Mishnah Berurah tells us a very important, very relevant halacha. If a person does, under some circumstances, he needs to leave shul, or he needs to take off the tefillin, whilst the Sefer Torah is still around, then you should make sure that with regards to tefillin shel rosh, it's called a gilui, an uncovering, and it's inappropriate to uncover yourself in front with the tefillin shel rosh in front of the Sefer Torah. So either yistalek letzdadin, move yourself to the side, or I suppose if you can go out to the smedrash, that's just as good, if not better. But if you interestingly, it does say that on the talis gadol, that's fine as well. Because in a way, if you're able to take off the tefillin shel rosh once that, if you try that, to take off the talis gadol, yeah, but if you can't take off the tefillin shel rosh under the talis, that's approved, that's fine as well. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and we move on. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. B'yoyim Rosh Chodesh, with regards to Rosh Chodesh, Cholzen Oysem Koydin Tefillah Asmus. Everything we discussed until now was with regards to regular weekday, and with regards to the Sefer Torah being around, but that's all with regards to a regular weekday. Uvyayim Rosh Chodesh, with regards to Rosh Chodesh, Cholzem Oysem, you take off the tefillin, Koydim Tefillah Asmus. Point number one. Tefillin needs to be taken off before Tefillah Asmus. Soon we shall see why. Hagad, the Ramah continues, V'adin B'chol HaMoyed, the same halacha applies also on Chol HaMoyed. V'dafka, everything that we've mentioned now, that tefillin needs to be taken off before Musaf, Dafka B'mokim Sho'imrim B'Musaf K'dushas Kesa. This is all with regards to when during K'dusha, during Chazor HaShatz, we say K'dushas Kesa, which is of course the minig of Nusach Sfad, Chassidim, and genuine Sfadim as well. Kesa is the, if you have another minig, then this wouldn't apply according to the Ramah. Miu, however, noyagin lesalkam, the meaning is to take off the tefillin either way, koydem musaf, bechol makam, in any place. So again, the Rosh Chodesh, we take them off before musaf. Says the Ramah, this is only with regards to the Kedushas Kesa. When we say the Kedusha of Kesa Yitnu Lecha. However, the meaning is, says the Ramah, either way, bechol makam, to take it off, all that's not really the Mekadin. The Mishnah Berurah explains all this a little bit in Sifkat Nun Tes. Sefkot Nun Tes Musaf. Acha Sheikh Zirua Sefer Torah Behechol. After the Sefer Torah is being returned, before we start Musaf, that's when you take off the tefillin. Uvimurkam Esenu. In our places. Shemachnis in Techevacha Akriya. In our place that we take off that we put the Sefer Torah back straight away after lining. Yechaltsom. When is the right time to take off the tefillin? Acha HaKadesh. After Kaddish, she couldn't fill us Musaf before it fill us Musaf. So, our minig, Nusach Ashkenaz, when is the right time to take off the tefillin on Rosh Chodesh? After Kaddish, before Musaf. He says, he adds with Ali Rabbe, Ali Rabbe Kosav, the Rosh Chodesh, Yachlo, it's Acha Kedusha Zavoletzien, the Ali Rabbe says, Rosh Chodesh, you take it off after Uvoletzien, after Kedusha within Uvoletzien, Koidim Sha'oim, before we say Yirotzim Fanecho, Shenish Mechukecho Yilom Hazeh, Velo Yamtin, and do not wait, Melechaltzim Arelach HaKadish, don't wait until after Kadish, Kedusha Lehavsik, Ben Kadish Litfilem. Comes along the Ali Rabbe, and he says, no, don't wait that late. Don't wait until after Kadish, before Musaf. You rather take it off after you said the Kedusha words, in Uvoletzien, before, prior to Kadish, that's when you're going to take off the tefillin. Where does the Ali Rabbah hold so? Where does the Ali Rabbah come from? In other words, Hefsek. As to whether the Kaddish is actually connected, it could be, but certainly, the Ali Rabbah's point is that it is a point of Hefsek. The Ali Rabbah says, better to take it off at the end of Uvoletzien, after you say the Shenish Mechukecho, that before Kaddish, that's the best time to take off the tefillin. Why is that? Because he holds after Kaddish, there's an element of Hefsek. Element of Hefsek. Rabbi say, what is your minik? After Kaddish. Is that generally the minik? After Kaddish. So it is true, I think that the... What was the minik? I think that most people will take off the tefillin after Kaddish. Because we hold that it's wrong to do it before the Kaddish. So if by definition, if you can't do it before Kaddish, we're going to do it after Kaddish. But it doesn't mean, and that's the point I'd like to bring out, it does not mean that there's no problem of Hefsek. We also agree that there's a problem of Hefsek. And ideally, one should try to take off the tefillin ASAP after Kaddish. Many people are makbit. You'll see that if it's a Talmid Chacham davening for the Amud, you can see something. If it's a Talmid Chacham davening for the Amud, you'll see that he's going to rush a little bit. You see, if Talmid Chacham Adirshi, somebody who learned, you'll see that he's going to hurry up a little bit, and he's not going to, sometimes you can see some they wait a long time. It takes a long time to take off the tefillin, until it's nicely put in the bag, until it's nicely put away. According to what we're learning now, one should try to hurry as soon as possible. And it could even be that the ideal way would be what? Even if you do wait until after Kaddish, what would be the ideal way? Pardon? Exactly. You will see that many Yidin are makbit. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention that. And I wonder why. But there are many people who are aware of this Hefsek Shaila. They will just literally take off the tefillin, put them in the box, cover them up, and then start Shemona Esa as soon as possible. And this is the right approach according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to Eli Rabbah, that is a problem of Hefsek. So Eli Rabbah says you should do it prior to Kaddish. It's not generally the minute. But the point of the Eli Rabbah, that is a problem of Hefsek, we all agree to that. And therefore, according to the Mishnah, Mishnah Berurah doesn't actually say what should be makbid. But it does certainly make sense to actually hurry up as much as possible. Maybe not to store away the tefillin as neatly as you normally would. Leave that for later. Just put them away, cover them up. I think generally the minhag is to cover up as well. And then start davening musaf. Yeah.
Is the hefsek the time or is the hefsek the action? Because if you're waiting for the sheikh sivir anyway.
Right. So you're right. It actually has to do with the time. But you're right. So if you know for sure you can finish off before it actually starts, you're right. There's an argument to say you might as well. Often, however, you know, if you're not quite finished, you quickly finish it off. So there's a point that there's definitely a reason to hurry up. And I think many people are makbid, and that's what comes out from the Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't actually say, I wonder why actually. They're not sure why. Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah say that? Try to hurry up, even according to us. Try to make sure the Hefsek is not a real Hefsek. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. I wonder why. Not sure, yeah.
What the Hefsek is? What's the issue
of the Hefsek? Why is there Hefsek? Why is there Hefsek Shaila? Yes. Why is it? He brings over here Rav Ozna in 74. He actually points out your ha'ora. And he says, Mishum shetzorich lismech is a ketusha that is being said in Uvo Letzion letfilas musaf. Velechatchila in lehafsik b'neim harbe. The connection between Uvo Letzion, the ketusha Uvo Letzion and musaf. That's what Avuzna says. Ha'ora 74. So there is certainly a reason to try to hurry up as much as feasible. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot and Samach with regards to Chol HaMoed. Hu Adin b'Chol HaMoed. V'achronim kosvu. Kiven di yesh'oim shlaniach klal b'Chol HaMoed. Since there are Yidin who hold, there is Polskim who hold, that you don't put on tefillin at all during Chol HaMoed. K'lekamon b'sim elamet Aleph. Yimah l'cholzim koidim halal. There are Yidin who have the minik, or it could be, according to this achronim, it is the right thing to do, to take off the tefillin before halal. V'ashatz and the chazan will take them off achahal after halal. Over chol hamoed shel sukkos, and on chol hamoed shel sukkos, sheyesh pnai be'od shemamtinin al esrog, that is the plenty of time until you actually get hold of the esrog. Av shashatz yachlo itz koydim halal. Av shashatz yachlo itz koydim halal. on Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, even the Shliach Tzibur, even the Chazan, should take off the tefillin before Halal because there is time. Hanagin Lil Bish Kol HaYom. The Yidnu have the minhag to put on the wear tefillin the entire day. Why is he going to do on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed? Because he took them off already. Yachzoi should go back for Yilbash for Rosh Chodesh Achad for Das Musaf. He can put back the tefillin after Musaf. He will not need to make a new bracha. If his intention was to put them back on, he does need to make a new bracha. If you mash pasuk gamol else if you'd base over chol hamoed and on chol hamoed le'anichem shuv legamre to erev, he shouldn't put them back on at all. Chol hamoed should certainly not put back the tefillin at all. So I'd like to point something out over here. Remember we spoke a few days ago about taking tefillin off with intention to put them back on. I want to point out over here something with regards to the time. How much time, if you take off the tefillin, your intention is to put it back in, to put it back on in an hour. Does that work or not? Do you hear the shaila? If you take off the tefillin on a regular day, you take off the tefillin and your intention is to put it back on in an hour. Do you have to make a new bracha or not?
Yes, it's too long.
It's too long. So we have a Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah there didn't actually address it so clearly. But the Mishnah over here, what sounds from the Mishnah over here, the Mishnah says that if you take off the tefillin on Rosh Chodesh and you're davening Musaf without tefillin and then you want to put them back on because you're one of those Yidden that like to put on tefillin off for an extended part of the day, the Mishnah says you will not make a new bracha because the intention was when you took them off to put them back on, you daven Musaf in between, you don't make a new bracha. So what does that sound like?
But that's far less than an hour. To daven Musaf is a short time.
Okay, so you're saying that...
Nothing like an hour.
So you think that half an hour, you won't need... You say half an hour, you won't need to make a bracha, an hour, you will need to make a bracha. As I feel that it's quite a hefsek anyway, to differentiate between half an hour, 20 minutes, or 20 minutes, half an hour, and a full hour. I'm not sure. I can just see a chiddush over here a little bit. It's a bit of a chiddush. But I hear what you're saying, yeah. You won't need to make a new bracha. The Shlach HaKadosh, yeah.
There's no Sifdas. I wonder if you can...
The Mitzar of that.
If a person knows that they're going to continue to have Das, then...
Right. Although the Svar that you're saying is very interesting, I don't think that the Shlach HaKadosh was referring to times of davening that you don't normally put on tefillin. The fact that you're not Mitziach Das on tefillin has to do with the fact you're wearing the tefillin during davening. But the... Yeah. Yeah.
How does this fit with the Mishnah Berurah we learned yesterday Ben Zion, where it says if you didn't have intention to put them back on immediately, but only after a certain amount of time, he says you have to make a bracha. The kula elma, sorry, the chasal levarich.
Where was that? I haven't got the Mishnah Berurah Ben Zion with me yet. Can I just see it? Somebody have a Mishnah Berurah Ben Zion? Oh, you've got it. Thank you so much. You've got Ben Zion.
About 3 lines.
Three lines down.
In Ben Zion,
yeah. V'oishay b'dato lachzir on techev acha kach.
No, v'im lo hayu b'dato lachzir on miad rak l'achazmon.
You would like the word miyad.
Yeah, he says it.
Yeah, we spoke about that, correct.
Only if he's not going to be on straight away, but he's going to take a bit of time, he says, the kula elma, you make a bracha, and now he's saying we don't.
Beautiful question, I haven't got an answer. Beautiful question. I haven't got an answer. Beautiful question. Very nice kasha. Really nice kasha, I haven't got an answer. Sounds like from there that the point is miyad. Yep, very interesting. Yep. Kedushas Kesa Mishnebu in Sefkot Samech Aleph Perish Bemkoim Shonu Noegi Nekadesh. In the places that the minig is to say Nekadesh Bemusef Oimrim Bektas Mekoim Us Kesi Yitnu Lechodesh. Various minogim at whether you say Nekadesh or whether you say Keser Lochein Defo Enochan Lio Is Oz Keser Shol Tfin Elof. It is for those places that say the minig is to say Keser crown. It's inappropriate to have another crown on your head to fill in. Afilu be'ez tefillas lachash, even during quiet shmoyne eser, it wouldn't be right to wear tefillin. Ve'poshut, it is poshut. Deim shocharif forgot. Ve'izchel is pal bohem. If person forgot to take the tefillin off and he's still wearing tefillin during Musaf, lo yichal some be'emtza, do not take them off in the middle. of Shmoyne Esrei, the Einurak Minog, it's only a minig. So if a person still wears the tefillin during Musaf, he forgot about it, he should keep them on, he shouldn't stop and interrupt the middle of Shmoyne Esrei. Simen Chavav. Then, Misha Einle Tefillah Achas, a person's got only one tefillin, what shall he do? Im Einle Tefillah Achas. If a person only got one tefillin, then what shall he do? He does not have Yad and Rosh. He only has one tefillin. What shall he do? Meniach oisa, he should put that one on. Sheyeshloi, the one that he's got, he should put on. Umevoichol, he can make a broch on it. Shekol achas mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. The tefillin shel Yad is a mitzvah. The tefillin shel Rosh is a mitzvah. It doesn't matter if he doesn't wear, I mean, it does matter, but he's still fulfilling a mitzvah by putting one of the two tefillin on. Vehuadin, and similarly, im yesh lo shteihem, if he has two tefillin, but v'yesh lo shum oynes, but there is an extreme circumstances she'eino yochoil, that is unable leoniach to put on eloachas only one miniach oisesh yochoil, he can put only one on. The Mishnah Berurah explains that case in Tzivkotn Aleph. What is he talking about? Shum oynes kigoin such as she'yesh lo mako, he's got a wound beroisho on his head oy bezoro on his arm, and he's unable to put on the other tefillin. He got a massive wound in his arm, Khalila. Or he's got a massive wound in his on his head, and he can't put on tefillin there. So he can still put on the other tefillin. Or another extreme circumstance, which is not a wound, but he's on convoy, and they all need to travel together, and they just don't give him time to put on tefillin. He said, in 30 seconds we are leaving, and he can't stay behind mid-desert. He can't, so he needs to just put on one tefillin and move on. The convoy's not waiting for him. They don't give him a chance to put on both tefillin. Must be a very impatient lot. Must be a very, very impatient lot. They don't give him a minute to put on the other set of tefillin. Just put on one of the two tefillin. Rabbi Sai, what do you think? Which one is more important? If you can only put one of the two tefillin on, which one would you pick? Rosh? Rosh? Anybody for Yad? No, why Rosh? More Kedusha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hai Minaya Adifa, which one is more important in Yanoch with regards to putting it on? Yesh Oyimrim, some say, the Yoyse Toiv Shunyach Shel Rosh, some say that the head is more important, Levat, the Kedushosri Chamura, because the Kedusha is greater. And guess what? It's actually Machloek, we should have guessed. V'yesh oimim some say shaniach leis atra shel yad, he should actually put on the tefillin shel yad, kedei shelo yishane seder shebetoira. Interesting, because don't change the order. Don't change the order. Yes, kedusha of Rosh is chamura, it's more, the kedusha of Rosh is greater, however don't change the order. Put on the tefillin shel yad, because that's the first one you're really meant to put on. Although yes, the kedusha shel Rosh is chamura. See, base im einoy miniach elo shel Rosh belvad. If you only put on the tefillin shel Rosh, even voich ole on mitzvah tefillin levad, you'll make the bracha on mitzvah tefillin. Hagav le didon. According to us, the noyagin levorich bechol yoim. According to our minhag, we make two brachas. Bechol yoim shtei brachas. Us our minhag, we make two brachas. Mevorich al shel Rosh. If you only put on the tefillin shel Rosh, you will make the bracha of shel Rosh. And you'll make two brachas there. Mevorich al shel Rosh levad shtei brachas. You make two brachas. Imagine somebody's got a wound and he can't put on a tefillin shel Yad. He's unable to put on tefillin shel Yad. He can only put tefillin shel Rosh. He's going to make, according to us, both brachas and tefillin shel Rosh. V'miniach shel Yad levad. But if he puts on a tefillin shel Yad only and he's unable to put on tefillin shel Rosh, mevorich leoniach levad. He'll only make the bracha of leoniach only. The Mishnah Berurah brings Cholkim. And he says the halacha is kima achronim de'enim vorech al shliat el aniach levat. The belav ochiar berishonim sviru da afilo al shteim nami enim vorech al achas. The Mishnah Berurah brings the name of achronim that lemaisu we pasken that you only the af vorech al shliat el aniach levat. Lemaisu the Mishnah Berurah paskens that on the yad you only make al boch of shliat, you will not make both boches like the words of the Ramot. That's like how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Just to recap what we have covered tonight, be'ezer Hashem yisbarach shemoy. First, we started speaking about what is the right minhag, when is the right time to take off tefillin, when a sefer Torah is being used in one lines. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch makes the point, don't take off the tefillin whilst the sefer Torah is around, rather wait until the sefer Torah is being put back. This is only true with regards to place that line and then say Asher v'letzin and then put the sefer Torah back. According to us, you anyway need to wait for later. if you a person does need to take off the tefillin at the earlier stage, then the Mishnah Berurah says with regards to tefillin shel rosh, ensure not to face the Sefer Torah, face to the side, or alternatively take it off under the talus. Make sure you're not facing the Sefer Torah whilst taking off that tefillin. When one davens Musaf, such as Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, then before Musaf, the tefillin are being taken off. The Eli Rabba suggests that it should be done during a Voletzian, at the end of Voletzian. The Mishneh Berurah says that one should be taken off after Kaddish. Either way, one should make sure not to make a great hefsek. The Shulchan Aruch then continues in Simon Chavav, discussing if a person only go one tefillin, he can put on one of the two tefillin, and he's still fulfilling a mitzvah. There are two independent mitzvahs to some extent, and one can fulfill one without the other. If a person is unable to do both, such as he's got wound or he's traveling on the way, he has got 1 minute to put on the other tefillin, he can still make a bracha. In fact, if it's a tefillin shel rosh, he can make two brachas. If a person can choose as to whether putting on tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, he should go. It's a machlokes, but he should, according to many, he should go according to tefillin shel rosh. It's adif. It's the kedush is mochamu. According to others, that tefillin shel yad comes first because that's the right seder. And finally, Siv Beis told us that if a person is putting on a tefillin shel yad only, he should make a bracha of tefillin shel yad. If a person is putting on tefillin shel rosh only, he should make the bracha of tefillin shel rosh. And we shall continue with Simchav Zayin.